for Ag Life. I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
We had a momentous day for those of us that were supportive of what the Ag Committee did.
That's House Agriculture Committee Chair Mike Conaway regarding the committee markup of the 2018 Farm Bill.
3 years in the making, some 114 hearings that went into coming up to the bill that was introduced and marked up. Spirited debate, a lot of misunderstanding, and still a lot of misinformation being Democrats are laboring under. We hope that over the next several days, before we go to the floor, that those misunderstandings and just flat wrong ideas can be cleared up as to what our bill actually does.
The Republican Conaway says the Democrats have had their opportunities to improve the bill.
In the committee, it was an open, totally open process. So anybody could have offered any amendment they wanted to. The Democrats chose to offer not one single amendment. They all had criticisms of the bill, but nobody had any constructive criticism with respect to an amendment that would have changed it. Work with anybody who's willing to help. As I said, the Dems had some great criticisms that would have made terrific amendments that GT and I went, wow, that's a great idea. Let's move forward. My colleagues chose to not do that. I can't force them to the table. I'm open to it. I've done nothing to flush them off. But they, when I said, no, we're gonna strengthen work requirements, well, that was a killer. They said, no, we're not. And they sent me a press release saying that their opposition to the changes is non-negotiable. And I took them at their word, and then sure enough, yesterday they showed up unwilling to negotiate. So if you've got a deal and the other side says, I don't like it, I got that, but I'm not going to come up with a new deal trying to incentivize them, which is the old adage, you don't, negotiate with yourself.
That's House Ag Committee Chair Mike Conaway. And now Patrick Cavanaugh has a guest who's with an organization that is industry united, nonprofit, and helping bridge the communication gap between farm and fork.
Bill, that Animal Ag Alliance really supports that animal agriculture industry.
People can register for the summit online through May 1st.
That's Casey Whitaker, the Animal Ag Alliance Communication Manager, speaking about that Animal Ag Alliance Annual Stakeholders Summit, May 3rd through the 4th, Arlington, Virginia. It features 2 days of solid speakers on all kinds of topics regarding animal agriculture. Casey Whitaker.
So we hope to have a great year. We're on track to have our biggest summit yet, so it's super exciting. And just a lot of speakers. You can check out the website at animalagalliance.org/summit to view the whole agenda.
Again, that's animalagalliance.org. Again, you can register there and view the summit agenda. Whitaker comments on the Ag Alliance's mission statement.
We connect the industry together, make sure we're speaking with a united voice, and then we engage with influencers to try to get a message out there, and then we protect by exposing kind of what the animal rights activists are doing to threaten our food supply.
There's always more information at animalagalliance.org. The Big Stakeholder Summit is May 3rd through 4th. You have up to May 1st to register online. And this event is happening in Arlington, Virginia. Now this message.
Sustainable quality in today's beef business is consistently higher grading, DNA parent verified beef. Uncommon to the beef industry? Not if it's the American Akiushi. More prime beef from American Akiushi bulls is more profit tomorrow. Start your sustainable future today with nature's healthy beef, the American Akiushi. For American Akiushi Association breeders or information, go to akiushi.com.
The American Black Hereford Association promotes a breed that comes with special advantages. Brian Chisholm is executive director of the association.
So the association is about 25 years old now, and it was formed basically from some Hereford and Angus breeders that were basically tired of being docked when they sold their animals because of red hide. So they got together and started to think about what they could do to change that, and they ultimately came up with the Black Hereford breed, creating a superior product that has that black hide that brings a top dollar at the market when it comes time to sell their product.
Again, that's Brian Chisholm, the executive director with the American Black Hereford Association, based in Bowling Green, Kentucky. As always, thanks for listening. For Ag Life, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.